ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे वी आर वेरी वेरी ऑनर्ड एंड हैप्पी। सो मेनी वंडरफुल डिवोटीज हैव कम। वी आर गोइंग टू स्टार्ट द सेलिब्रेशंस ऑफ जन्माष्टमी एंड वी हैव दिस वंडरफुल 10th कैंटो इटसेल्फ विद द चैप्टर टाइटल एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा। द श्लोक इज 65 and 66. Yervine Gamek Kamso. Shervine Gamek Kamso. Yadun Matva Suranite. Yadun Matva Suranite. देवकीय गर्भ संभूतम् देवकीय सर्व संभूतम् विष्णुं च स्ववदं प्रति देवकीं वासुदेवं च देवकीं वसुदेवं च निग्रह निर्दयैर्गृहे जातं जातं अहं पुत्रं तयोर अज्ञ संख्या। Translation by S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and his purport. After the departure of the great saint Narada, Kans thought that all the members of the Yadu dynasty were demigods, and that any of the children born from the womb of Devaki might be Vishnu. Fearing his death, Kans arrested Vasudeva and Devaki and chained them with iron shackles. Suspecting each of the children to be Vishnu, Kans killed them one after another because of the prophecy that Vishnu would kill him. Please repeat. After the departure of by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Srila Jiva Goswami, in his notes on this verse, has mentioned how Narad Muni gave Kans this information. This incident is described in Harivansh. Narad Muni went to see Kans by providence, and Kans received him very well. Narad therefore informed him that any one of the sons of Devaki might be Vishnu. Because Vishnu was to kill him, Kans should not spare any of Devaki's children, Narad Muni advised. Narad's intention was that Kans, by killing soon, Krishna would appear to kill him. Upon receiving this instruction of Narad Muni, Kans killed all the children of Devaki one after another. The word Ajana Sankhya indicates that Lord Vishnu never takes birth, Ajana, and that he therefore appeared as Krishna taking birth just like a human being. Manusim Tamum Ashritam. Kans attempted to kill all the babies born of Devaki and Vasudev, although he knew that if Vishnu were born, he, that is Vishnu, would not be killed. Actually, it came to pass that when Vishnu appeared as Krishna, Kans could not kill him. Rather, as foretold, it was he, that is Kans, was killed. One should know in truth how Kans was killed, how Krishna appeared, who takes birth transcendentally, acts to kill the demons, but is never killed. When one perfectly understands Krishna in this way, through the medium of Shastra, one becomes immortal. When one perfectly understands Krishna in this way, through the medium of Shastra, one becomes immortal. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma karma cha me divyam, evam yo viti tatvata, taktva deham punarjanma, naiti mameti so Arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my, means Krishna, my appearance and activities, does not, upon leaving the body, take birth again in this material world, but attains my, that means Krishna's, eternal abode, O Arjuna. So the shloka is a very important shloka, and we have to describe in detail. And by the mercy of the devotees and all of you, I have been asked to speak today on this shloka, on the eve of Janmashtami. So today we will all be given a ticket. It's written here by Prabhupada. One who perfectly understands Krishna in this way, through the medium of Shastra, one becomes immortal. So we are getting a ticket called immortality, which mankind has been trying for a long time, but doesn't know what to do. Now we know. Prabhupada has given it to us. The final ticket collector and ticket master. So here it is. After the departure of the great Saint Narada, Kansa thought that all the members of the Yadu dynasty were demigods, and that any of the children born from the womb of Devaki might be Vishnu. Fearing this death, Kansa arrested Vasudev and Devaki and chained them with iron shackles. Suspecting each of the children to be Vishnu, Kansa killed them one after another because of the prophecy that Vishnu would kill him. Okay. So, today, besides this wonderful purport Prabhupada gave, I thought, let me do some research on Srila Jiva Goswami, because he is the final authority on this shloka and on this appearance of Lord Krishna, accepted by the Madhvacharya Sampradaya and Gaudiya Sampradaya. So, we have to always follow the teachings of our earlier spiritual masters who had given so much information and so much knowledge to us. And as Radhanath Maharaj says, that humbleness with knowledge gives us bhakti. Because bhakti has two children. Bhakti has two children. Stated in the, right in the beginning of Bhagavatam, Mahatme, Jnana and Vairagya. So, Jnana and Vairagya are children of Bhakti. The lady. Incidentally, Bhakti was born in Karnataka. So the Bhagavatam says. So now we have, the first thing is, people would say, what sort of Narad Muni, he is our great Acharya, why did he go and tell cunts like this, that any of these children could have been Krishna, Vasudev, and Kansa in his mad, demoniac, killing propensity, he killed all of them, one by one. It's written here, clearly. Why was this? The answer is given by none other than our own Jiva Goswami himself. Because we have to follow the teachings of our Guru, Shastra. So he says that this is also given in more detail earlier by Srila Sanatan Goswami in Vaishnav Toshni, has explained the word Dharma Shila. The great meaning of Dharma is to become an unadulterated devotee. Okay? And as far as this killing of Kansa by all his children is that Kalanemi, isn't it? Kalanemi was the demon. Whose son was Kalanemi? Anybody know here? He was Hiranyakashipu's son. Hiranyakashipu had four sons. Everybody knows his one son, Prahlad Maharaj. Because the whole Bhagavatam, Krishna is the maximum number of times the word Krishna appears in the Bhagavatam. And the second most time, the maximum number of words appear, second number, is Prahlad. So the importance given by Vedvyasji himself through Sukha Goswamiji is Prahlad. Prahlad's father, of course, you know, was Hiranyakashipu. Actually, his constitutional position is Jai. Jai Vijay in the transcendental world. So, Hiranyakashipu's one son was this gentleman, Kalanemi. Kalanemi was a determined follower of his father. Just as much as Prahlad was a determined follower of Vishnu, Lord Krishna, this brother of his was a total chamcha of his father. Total, 100%. Mera baap kya, mera baap ka baap hoon main. That attitude he had. So, he was a total demon. So, Vishnu had to kill him also. Therefore, when you go to Prayag, there is a beautiful temple there, known as Vishnupad temple. So, there I had to do the last rites of my father. So, I had all the brahmanas telling me exactly the whole history. And there, this fellow was killed, you see, by Lord Vishnu himself. And when he killed him, it was such a terrible thing that Lord Vishnu had to push his foot down so hard. You know, in English language they say, you put your foot down, means you are determined to do something. It was so hard to kill that fellow, because after all he was son of Hiranyakashipu. So, in a rock, Lord Vishnu's whole foot has come onto that rock, and the rock has got embedded with this lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, with all its markings. So, this Kalanemi had sons, means Hiranyakashipu's grandsons, right? Hiranyakashipu had a son called Kalanemi. Kalanemi had sons. Now, six sons. And these six sons, they were such that they were like their chacha, Prahlad, opposite of his father and grandfather. Now, who are they? Kalanemi had six sons named Hansa, very nice name, Suvikarana, Kratha, Damana, Virupamardana, and Krodhadana. And they were known as the Sad Garbhas, or six Garbhas. And they were all equally powerful and expert in military affairs. They were also experts in military affairs. But they were good guys, unlike the father. And the father was so angry with them because that same attitude as Hiranyakashipu. So Kalanemi actually was so angry that he killed his sons. He actually wanted to have nothing to do with these sons. So he was like father, like son, they say. So Hiranyakashipu and this fellow. So what had happened was that these six were actually following Lord Brahma only. So they were in the Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya. Our predecessors, who? The sons of Kalanemi, nephews of Prahlad Maharaj. And they are the poor guys who were born as Devaki's children. And Kans was born as Kalanemi. So now it's clear. So actually it was predicted then only, and these people didn't want anything to do with Kans or Kalanemi, the six sons. So they prayed that the moment we are born, we should be killed. Okay? So now it's clear. Why Narad Muni, such a great acharya, has given such knowledge to Kans that any of them could be Vishnu. Actually, they were Vishnu dutas. They were Vishnu's servants. You see? So in a sense, if Kans wanted to kill Vishnu, all right, you go ahead and kill these six. In any case, they didn't want to be sons of Kans, because Kans was Kalanemi before. Okay. So this was the curse they had received from their own father. that I'll kill you again and again.
Okay.
So that is how they got killed, the six. But some of the acharyas, not in our sampradaya, there is another sampradaya, Vishnu Swami sampradaya, following Lord Shiva. There, Vallabhacharya appeared. So two great authorities, two acharyas have concentrated on this shloka and this particular advent of Lord Krishna, maximum. One is Jiva Goswami, who has given us this information, and Vallabhacharya, who has given some other information. And that is not contradicting. Means it is matching with what Sanatan Goswami also says. So, there it is stated that these sons represented a cleaning process. The womb of Mother Devaki was brushed clean. So the seventh child could appear. The first six were Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Matsa. They were experts at cleaning these six. So then it was an absolute clean womb. You see? And then Lord Balaram appears as the seventh child, right? Now what happens is, as you all know, that in Ramayana, the earlier Yuga, the same Lord Balaram as Lakshman was sick and tired of being number two, as it were. Because every now and then he had to do so many things. The last act was totally obnoxious to him. He did not want to carry out the order of his brother, elder brother, Ram. But he had to. And that was to take Sita all the way to Valmiki's ashram when she was pregnant with love. And there was only one child. Later on, I'll explain about Kush. So, Ram said that you drop her at Valmiki's ashram. I don't want to see Sita. Arey Baba. Lakshman was trying to argue with Ram. What is this? After she has gone through all these difficulties. Of course, she had not gone to Ravan. She had gone to Agnidev's palace. But there was, what was her name? Vedavati. Vedavati, who also wanted to marry Ram, but Ram said, look, I only marry once, and that is Sita only, one wife. So I'll explain to you about Ram and Krishna, because that is the complete spectrum. Later we'll talk about it. So Vedavati was taken by Ravan by the hair, pulled. He was a hairdresser. So he took Babar. Balok hista tha. So he then took Vedavati actually, not the real Sita. And when the real Sita came back from the palace of Agnidev, the Vedavati returned back to her father's place, and then she went to Badrinath. And this Sita, our original Sita, came back. But this Dobi didn't understand, you know, what had happened. So that is why jnana is important, knowledge is important, in a humble state of mind. You have to do service, devotional service to the Guru. Then you really get bhakti. And then you get the ticket to go home back to Godhead, which is immortality. So it's now clear, the first part of this shloka, why Narad Muni gave this information to Kans that you should kill, that any of these could be Vishnu. So get rid of them. Of course, the other explanation is that Narada Muni wanted to speed up the appearance of Lord Krishna himself. And this was a very good way of doing it. But this had to be done in any case. The other thing which came in this shloka was that, again, we are referring to Sanatana Goswami in Vaishnava Toshni. He says, Matyate tu jagat sarvam brahma jnane ye nava tatsarabhutanam yadyasyam mathurasa nigjade. Now the question is Mathura. Lord Krishna, this is the secret which if you all pay attention and stay awake, you will appreciate. If you go to sleep, sorry, no ticket. Okay? 45 minutes, I need rapt, unsleeping attention. On one side, there is Mathura, a city called Mathura. The other side, there is a forest across the river, Yamuna. And that forest is called Gokul. It's a reflection. Actually, it is Golok Vrindavan, which appears as Gokul Dham. Okay, so two sides. Do you know that in Mathura, where Kans was the king, as I told you, Kans was none other than Kalnemi. He became the son of Surasena. Actually, what had happened was a very interesting thing. For a moment, let's get back. There was a king called Diveda of Mathura city. And this king had two wives. Okay. So one wife was Kshatriya queen. Her son was Surasena. And the other wife was a Vaishya lady. And her son was Parjanya. Surasena became the king of Mathura after his father. And his half-brother, Parjanya, born of the same father but two mothers, became the famous king of Mahavan. And later the whole of Vraj. And he had five sons. The middle son's name was Nanda Maharaj. Okay. So we should know the whole chronological correctness of the matter. So, back to Mathura. As far as Mathura is concerned, it is not only a place, city. Mahaprabhudas, you are listening, no? Hare Krishna. So, because I have made a commitment to take him back to Godhead, so. Hare Krishna. And he has committed to take me also. Without him, I can't go. And without me, he can't go. Hare Krishna. So, as far as Mathura is concerned, it was established, as you all remember, Lord Ramchandra Ji's youngest brother, who? Shatrughna. He was asked to kill one demon. What was his name? Where is doctor? Doctor is here. Our Yugavatar Prabhuji. Lavanya, no? Name of the doctor. Anyway, we were discussing just before we came here. And this demon was so bad that Ram sent this Shatrughna there because he was harassing all the rishis and every munis and all those people doing yajnas there. So he, the youngest brother, Shatrughna, he killed this demon. But then the rishi muni said that this demon has so many relatives, demons, that they'll take revenge on us and they'll be more powerfully attacking us again. So please stay here. So he said, all right. Then he established a kingdom there and that kingdom is called Mathura. So the founder Acharya of that Mathura is none other than the son, brother of Lord Ram, youngest brother. So that's the background. One must know the full history from beginning to end. So Mathura is created. Then during the course of the descendants of the kings, one king did not have a son. He had only daughters. So in those days it was quite normal for him to adopt another king's son as his own son. Usually a good friend. And make sure that the child is a not nutcase. I mean, he was a good, intelligent chap. So, that's how from the Moon dynasty, Mathura's kings came. Because somebody may ask, Are, aapne abhi bola, just now, that from the Sun dynasty, because Shatrughna is, Ramchandra is from Sun dynasty, Surya Vamsh. So how these Mathura's kings are supposed to be from Moon dynasty? That's how the switch happened. Okay. So, this, as you know, Surasena was a very pure and pious king. But he was a soft-hearted, nice man. But his queen, unfortunately, was a little different type of lady. None of our ladies are here like that. But what happened is, a demon, because you remember the whole story about the past. So, the demon, descendant of Kalnemi, he impregnated this queen by making himself appear like Surasena. One day Surasena had gone out for his own work somewhere. So this guy came, the demon, and he made this Kans. So Kans is not really the son of the Moon dynasty or from the Sun dynasty. He is an illegitimate child. Okay? So now you know the background. Why Kans had to be killed? He is not a real mama, in short, of Krishna. So don't worry. Krishna is not a killer of any mamas. In Marathi, mama manje kay dusra jay. Anyway, so this is a very important thing that Sanatana Goswami teaches in Vaishnava Toshni. I just read out the shloka. When a self-realized soul, what we are going to do here in this temple and all Prabhupada's temples is to create self-realized souls. That is the sole purpose, the only purpose why Prabhupada came to this world. He's a Saktavesh avatar. Prabhupada had the power of attorney of God and he had the power of attorney to make pure devotees, pure brahmanas and pure devotees. So what he says in Sanatana Goswami ji says, when a self-realized soul acts in his transcendental position, his situation is called Mathura. In other words, when one acts in the process of Bhakti Yoga, he may live anywhere in the world, but actually he lives in Mathura, Vrindavan. Devotion to Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the essence of all knowledge. Devotion to the son of Nanda Maharaj is the essence of all knowledge. And wherever such knowledge is manifested is called Mathura. Now the question, Are bhai, which is the real Krishna? The one in Mathura, born of Vasudev, known as Vasudev Krishna, or the one in Gokuldam? Here it says, son of Nanda Maharaj. So now what I am going to talk about is the real, real secret of the birth of Lord Krishna as stated by our Sampradaya, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. And as repeated to us through the Evam Parampara Praptam. That's the only real process of knowing knowledge. All other thing is BS. So we have to understand what is the truth, absolute truth. The absolute truth is that on one hand, Devaki and Vasudev in the Satyug, because I always like to go to the root of the thing, in Satyug, right in the beginning of creation, for 60,000 years, they had meditated on Lord Vishnu as Prishni. The name was Prishni, the lady's name. And she, when Vishnu appeared after 60,000 years of prayers and meditation, she said, I want a son like you. Vishnu had to think, Baba, where will I find a child, a son like me? So there's no equal. Actually, that's by definition. God, there is no one equal to or greater than Krishna or Vishnu. So he said, there's no one greater or equal to me. So I'll only have to be your child. Now, since she had prayed for 60,000 years, she had a right for 3 boons. So each time she repeated, I want a son like you, I want a son like you. You know, sometimes women tell, sorry, excuse me, I'm husband, so I know. I want this, I want this, I want this. Okay, 3 times. All right, take 3 times. So 3 times Lord Vishnu appears as her child. That's a great thing. So once Prishni Garbha, Satyug, then Vamandev, right? And now he appears as Vasudev Krishna in Mathura, in the womb of Devaki. How did he get there? That's also very important. Actually, the process of Satyug applies to God also. So, in Satyug, the child was born how? An eligible bachelor and an eligible maid, they would marry by yajna. And in that yajna itself, they would think that they want a boy or a girl. Okay? And that itself led to fructation of that child of that definition. That was Satyug process. In the Treta Yug, next Yug, they had to do a lot of yajnas to get a child. In the next one, which is called Dwapar Yug, they had to visit many, many temples and pray to the Murti of Krishna, of Vishnu, for the child. And you know what happens in Kali Yuga. I need not tell you. There are so many hospitals which are doing all sorts of transplants and this and that. So, sometimes some couple gets too many children And sometimes they don't get any child. So when they don't get a child, they have to do a lot of going to Bangkok and so on. So that's the capital of the world for this sort of thing. Incidentally, it's not meant for the brahmacharis. So here we are. The Krishna, Vasudev. You all know Krishna has the first expansion is Balram. Because Krishna was alone. No, originally. God was all alone. And he just is Sat Chit Anand Vigraha. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. That's definition of Krishna. So he enjoys Ananda. Now how can you enjoy alone? It's not possible. Instantly, because time does not affect him. He is Kalosmi, Krishna says. So he instantly has expansion, Balramji. Balramji has a Chaturvyu, Shankarshana first. Number one group, Shankarshana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and another Shankarshana. And they also keep expanding. They are all Narayan Swarups, means four-handed. Any four-handed Swarup is Narayan Swarup. Okay? Alright. Then of course there is a Purush avatars. There is Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, and so on. So here, Vasudev appears in Mathura. Simultaneously at the same time, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead himself appears in the heart of Nanda Maharaj. Because that's the original process. Krishna says, that's the only way I'm going to come. You want me? That's my process. I'm not going to follow your process. He is actually transcendental. He is actually spiritual. He is not material. Otherwise, if he followed the process of way of human beings or animals or whatever, then it would be not God, right, by definition. So in the heart of Nanda Maharaj, and in the heart, that transfer takes place to the heart of Yashoda Mai. So Krishna appears in the heart of Yashoda Mai. It's clear now? On one side, Mathura. Now we've defined what is Mathura, who set up Mathura, how Mathura became the abode of Lord Vasudev, Krishna. On the other side is the reflection of Golok Vrindavan, Gokul Dham, in the heart of... the same thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita happened, you know. Lord Chaitanya appeared that way only. Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mataji, the same process. Process is the same. Just like you want to do anything, there is a scientific process. This, we are talking of Krishna consciousness. It's a scientific process. And one must follow step by step a scientific process. So, Krishna appeared in the heart of Yashoda Mai. But Krishna told his primary energy is Yogamaya. Okay. Secondary energy is Mahamaya. Separated energy. Actually, they are reflection, one of the other. That is very important. 15.1 Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Urdhva Mulabhadra Shakam. So everything in this material world, I will tell you step by step. How much time have I got, Gaurang Prabhuji? You have told me to quit at this hour. Have I your permission to carry on? I am coming nearly to the end, but I have not even started. So, it's a long lecture today, huh? I must tell you frankly. Because I want you to go home back to Godhead, yeah. You have to become immortal. I have no choice. It's written here. Prabhupada says so, and I'm his servant. So I have to do what he says. I want to tell you precisely and correctly. If anybody doesn't understand, there's a lot of time in the after the lecture. You can ask me questions. Now, yesterday one devotee, I think it was Govind Prabhu, beautiful explanation he gave. Somebody, atheist fellow, he was arguing with a devotee, one of our God brothers, who was distributing books on the train. So he said,
ఈజీ జర్నీ టు అదర్ ప్లానెట్స్ దట్ వాజ్ అ బుక్ 15 rupees ka kitab, 15 rupees he was offering. So this atheist said, you are a cheater. He's telling our devotee. Can you imagine? Telling our devotee who is selling books, Prabhupada's books, that you are a cheater. You are writing here, the easy journey to other planets, 15 rupees. How you can go in 15 rupees? Easy journey to other planets. You are a cheater. So our devotee was praying to Prabhupada just as I am praying sometimes. Bhai, Prabhupada, bachao mere ko. Please help me in this class. So he said, Prabhupada, what should I say? Then Prabhupada gives inspiration. You see, Saktavesh Avatar. So he told this devotee that he asked that man. Devotee asked that fellow in the train, have you got a ticket? He says, what? Are you a ticket collector? Why you are asking about my ticket? You have no authority to ask my ticket. He said, no, I have not asked for your ticket. I have asked you, have you got a ticket? Of course I have got a ticket. I don't travel ticketless. Then show me your ticket. He says, here it is. Itna chota tha lamba wala ticket itna. So he says, this ticket is 6 inches long. He says, of course it is this 6 inches long. And you're going from Bombay to Delhi. It's written here. It's 1,400 kilometers. So this 6 inches will take you to 1,400 kilometers. So my book will take you to Golok Vrindavan. You see? So it's like this only. I'm like that, I'm offering you. Now it's up to you. Ticket mein deta hoon aapko. Prabhupada ne mere ko diya, main aapko sabko distribute kar raha hoon. Hare Krishna. So, you, Jai Radhe Radhe. So then what happened is that on this side, Mathura, now you know the constitutional position of Mathura. You know everything about Mathura. I'll give you another example. I went to a place called Los Angeles. And there is Disneyland there. You know Disneyland? Have you heard of Disneyland? Okay. My grandchildren, so I took them to Disneyland. So, everywhere you go in Disneyland, the basic acharya of that Disneyland is Disney only, no? Walter Disney. Man who invented Mickey Mouse. Pundar. This is Kali Yuga, no? So, so, people pay so much money even for seeing a damn mouse. But anyway, you go all the way, ticket from Bombay to Los Angeles. So, Disneyland. So, what I am saying is that there are two Disneys. Walter Disney is dead long back. But his Disneyland continues. Correct? And people are taking advantage of going there, enjoying and thinking, oh, my Disney, thank you very much for giving us this Disneyland. Now, we are doing the same. Except that is transcendental and this is material. We are saying to Krishna, Krishna, thank you for coming. Your Krishna land is here, that is Vrindavan. Okay? So now you understand the importance of Vrindavan. And we are going, many of us, about 4,000-5,000 of us are going in October. So, Vrindavan is the place only where Krishna stays, he never leaves Vrindavan. That is the main point of today. If you want Krishna, then you have to go to Vrindavan. You have to change your heart to Mathura quality heart or Vrindavan quality heart. Is that clear now? Because Krishna is not going to change. Oh, he can't change. Even if he wants to change. Krishna is Krishna. He is absolute. Absolute means permanent, eternal. It is we who are Jivatma. And therefore we can either, like Giriraj Maharaj used to explain to us, it's like we are at the shore of a Juhu ocean because we used to walk on that Juhu. So either sometimes the seawater covers the shore and sometimes it is land. So Jivatma can be at both the places. We can either be in the material world, okay, then be in the material world, rot away. Or you can go to the spiritual world. Actually, we have no business to be in the material world. But now that we've come here, we have to make the best of a bad bargain, Prabhupada says. Now that we've taken this, and if you want to commit suicide, physical suicide by jumping from, say, some Eiffel Tower or something, then 9 lives you'll have to suffer for that, unnecessarily. So better you peacefully live here in your existing life, whichever position you've got, married, unmarried, divorced, not divorced, never mind, those are all material bodily things. Just stick to Krishna consciousness. At the end of this life, you will go home back to Godhead, guaranteed by so many acharyas, not one. Not only in one sampradaya, but in so many sampradayas. Okay, so that is clear. Now we are starting, page one is over, page two. It's a long thing today, you know. It's not easy. If you want a ticket to Delhi, it costs so much. Go to Disneyland, Los Angeles costs so much. You're going to Golok Vrindavan. It's going to cost your time only. There's no cost of money. Mahaprabhuji, paisa nahi lagega. Oh, marwar ke na, to bolna padta hai. So the most important thing is that Krishna appeared in the mind of Yashoda Mai, but because Yashoda Mai was not supposed to know that she was carrying Krishna, Yogmaya, by order of Krishna, also appeared. Okay. And it was Yogmaya who carried Lord Balram from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. Both were wives of Vasudev. Actually, Vasudev had how many? Eight wives, no? Eight wives. So these are two of them. The rest of them are not accounted for. Anyway, so the important issue is that Balramji appears first. And Lord Krishna himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, appears in Golok Vrindavan. Now, what is the proof of what I said? Because everything, somebody may ask you when you preach this outside. The proof is that when Vasudev Krishna appears in the jail of Kans at Mathura, he is fully appearing for armed, bedecked with all his regalia of jewelry and everything, as a huge big personality. The same size and the same dimensions, because we make murtis not out of imagination. No murti is made out of imagination. All these murtis, I had talked to, because Mahaprabhu and myself have brought these murtis. So, that is our Radhaji here and Gopinath here. So, the Pandey brothers have to study in great detail the Shastras, because all the length of the hand and the leg and the face and the shoulders and the waist and the chest, everything has to be strictly as per the Shastra. The deities are not imagination of some human being. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Naturally, the human being has to deal with either marble or stone or painting or whatever. Because otherwise, how you can give this form? But once you do the pran pratistha, Radhanath Maharaj personally has done pran pratistha of these deities. You were there, no, Prabhuji? At that time? No, you were not there. Govind Prabhu kidhar gaya? Nahi hai. You were there, no? 16 years old? You were 16 year old or 17? Huh? 18. The youngest of the lot. So, Hare Krishna. He wanted to run away. I'm sorry to disclose your secret. Am I correct? Usko Radha Gopinand pakad liya. Akrishniti Krishna. That's the definition of Krishna. Krishna's definition is he caught hold of him and never let him go. Hare Krishna. So, the most important thing is that Yashoda Mai appears in the womb of. So, in the womb of Yashoda, Yogmaya appears. Actually, a girl did get born from Yashoda's womb. But because Yogmaya was that, Yogmaya has three transcendental qualities. Now, where did I keep that? I've kept it somewhere. There, Yogmaya has three very, very important activity. One is, she will make you forget. Yogmaya. So, Vallabhacharya says, in Vallabhacharya Sampradaya's books, that Yogmaya made her forget everything. Second, because she went to sleep. And Yogmaya, sleep is
yoga nidra. Nidra means sleep. And yoga nidra means to link with Krishna. So her sleep, she was linked already with Krishna in her heart. Actually speaking, all of us are carrying Paramatma in our heart. There is two entities, Jivatma and Paramatma in our heart. Just like two green birds in a green forest. One bird is enjoying fruits. Sometimes it is sweet, sometimes khatta, sour. But the other bird is just watching like Paramatma. But the same transcendental realization of that Paramatma, because Yashoda Maya knew, she had Krishna in her heart. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Okay. So Yoga Maya appears. She doesn't know that she has delivered the girl. Our Yoga Maya actually carries Krishna across. This is important, very important. Yoga Maya actually carries the original personality of Godhead Krishna across first to Vasudev. And all the expansions of Krishna merge into baby Krishna. And they are carried by our friend Vasudev in a tokari across. Now because Yogmaya appeared, the second thing about Yogmaya, all bandhans are removed. Bandhans means shackles. That is another function of Yogmaya. One, Yogmaya links you with Krishna and makes you forget the material world. Okay. Second, Yogmaya removes all bandhans. Bandhans, you understand? Anything which is binding. All these shackles. So that's what happened. Yogmaya removed all the locks and all that. And later on put them back again also. If somebody can do something, he can reverse it also. So what happened? Vasudev brought the original Krishna. How do you know that's the original Krishna? Supposing somebody asks you that. The answer is that when Vasudev was carrying baby Krishna on his head in the basket, Krishna's wife, you know how wives are, wanted to touch the husband's lotus feet. I wish today's women would do that. Hare Krishna. But Yamuna Mai could not tolerate or would not tolerate Krishna passing by and she not touching his lotus feet. That is why Yamuna was in great spat, jumping up and down. You see? A wife should jump up and down when the husband suddenly comes. So, great happiness. So, these days, you know what happens to poor husbands or to poor wives also. But anyway, this is what happened actually. That is transcendental. What happens in this material world is Urdhva Mulamadha Shakham, the perverted reflection. Yog Maya and Yamunaji and Krishna are doing the original. You know this, know the root of the tree mentioned in the 15.1. The root is up and the bottom of the tree is reflection down. Ulta image, you know, upside down. So the material world is like that. Relationship between husband and wife in the material world is bound to have problems. Bound to have problems, whether you like it or not. Because in the original spiritual world, they have no problem. So because they don't have any problem, we are bound to have problems. Clear now? There is no possibility of a husband and wife in this world from beginning to end of their marriage ever saying we never had a problem. It's impossible. Because it's against Shastra. How can you have anything against a Shastra? You see? Ek jhagda to honai chahiye. One quarrel has to take place, at least by definition. I am going strictly as per science. You see, so, I mean, there are different opinion and all that. It's bound to happen. And therefore, there is no purpose in trying to marry and marry and marry and marry and marry again and again. Because what happens is, each time there is a problem. And each time there is a disappointment. And the heartbreaking and all. But if there is Krishna in your heart, there is no heartbreaking. Because Krishna is not a breaker of hearts. He is actually the one who strengthens your position and heart. So here we are, that Vasudev actually carried the original Krishna cross, and Yamunaji, the wife of Krishna,
wanted to touch the lotus feet of. Why should a woman go and touch the feet of any other man or a husband other than the husband? Correct? By, that is also an explanation by the acharyas. The wife, after all, she was such a great lady, Yamunaji, and her signature, you know, like you sign on a check. Yamunaji's signature is the reverse of Yamuna. That's why we want to have that signature. And we want to have a bath in the Yamuna. And that's why it is purifying. Just imagine, you knew exactly 100% how to sign like Bill Gates. Assume, just for the sake of argument. Now, Bill Gates has $53 billion, America. Now, if your check and your signature is the same as Bill Gates, khatam ho gaya. You have no problem. You are a $53 billion billionaire. Isn't it? So, Yamuna or Ganga, these are signatures of the original lady. And you know, ladies ka signature thoda ada teda hota hai. But that's how this is reverse flow. They don't flow a straight line. So, but I'm not, nothing against any ladies. But the fact of the matter is that the signatures of Yamuna and Ganga are flowing and they go and into the ocean. Now, what is the ocean? The ocean is their father only. Eventually, remember, all men married men. Women love their father. Period. If there is a problem, they will first go to their father, not the husband. Husband to ghar ki murgi dal samaan. So, you didn't understand. Ghar ki murgi dal samaan means the husband is like watered down dal. Okay? Not like a... He thinks he's a cock, but he's not. So, here is the fun. Because this Krishna consciousness is dancing, feasting and joyful. Krishna, Prabhupada himself says, dancing, feasting and joyful. So why become morose? We have got Krishna appearing tomorrow. Now why are we every year celebrating Janmashtami? The answer is, we do celebrate our own children's birthday, isn't it? Every child, do you know, the first thing a child will tell you, do you know, uncle, next week is my birthday. Then after 4 days, after 3 days is my birthday. Every day the child is telling you that that is that birthday. Because everyone wants his or her birthday to be important. We want Krishna's birth to be important, not ours. Because by remembering Krishna and his transcendental appearance, what do we get? Ticket home back to Godhead. That is the purpose. See, we are banyas, we are businessmen. We want to see that we get the best of a bad bargain. Bargain to ho gaya. By mistake we've come here. Or whatever has happened. So now we have to take this advantage of going home back to Godhead. And the only way are mentioned in the acharyas. One more thing I forgot, that there are three miseries, Adi Devik, Adi Bhautik, Adi Devik. Three Vidya Tapa Upashamna. So, these are in the material world, not in the spiritual world. Correct? Gaurang Prabhuji? Adi Devik, Adi Bhautik, Adi Atmik. So, the acharyas are telling us that to offset Adi Bhautik of this material world, you have to have satsang and Bhagavad recitation. So, that is the original thing happening in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there is satsang and there is recitation of Bhagavatam. And because we don't attend satsang and recitation of Bhagavatam, we have Adi Bhautik problems. Okay? You must know this. These are three major miseries. How to overcome these three major miseries? Also the acharyas have told us. But who's interested? We have no time for all this. We want to see cinemas. We want to do this, that, everything else. Second, adhyatmik. Adhyatmik, to overcome adhyatmik problems, they say, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. At least 16 rounds, Prabhupada said. You know how that 16 round figure came? Everybody knows? What happened originally when Prabhupada gave the beads, Mukund Maharaj writes in his book, but it's not the 5th avenue, it's the 2nd avenue. By mistake, it's written 5th avenue in the BTG of Bombay. 2nd avenue. Miracle at the 2nd avenue. That's the title of the book. So he says, you have to chant 64 rounds. He nearly got a heart attack, Mukund Maharaj, at that time. So he said, I can't chant 16 rounds. Prabhupada said, what? You can't chant 16 rounds, 64 rounds, at least 32 rounds. Prabhupada, please, please, I can't chant 32 rounds every day. No less than 16 rounds. And Prabhupada put his foot down. So that is why we have minimum 16 rounds. It's not that you have to stop at 16 rounds. Prabhupada wanted us to chant 64 rounds. But minimum is 16 rounds. So to get rid of adhyatmic problems, we have to do what? Adhyatmic? I first said adhibhautik, sorry. Adhibhautik is satsang and bhagavat recitation. Then adhyatmic, we have to chant the holy name of the Lord and association of devotional service. Now, you can only have association of devotional service through association of devotees. Because if you associate with drunkards, you'll get wine or whatever, liquor, you see. So the product will come by association. So by association of devotees, you get rid of this adhyatmic problem. And adhidevik is by serving the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and Radharani and their various authorized representatives. Why are we taking so much importance of serving the lotus feet of the Lord, lotus feet of the pure devotees? I was wondering, where is the lotus? I can see the feet. But mere ko lotus nahi dikhta hai, you see? But then now I understand, because of adhidevik problems, we are all subject to adhidevik problems. Tsunami happened a few weeks ago, and many of us have gone to Japan. Such a wonderful country, nice people, very shant, very good people. But millions of them died, you see, and billions of dollars lost. So earthquake have happened all over the world. Even now it's happening somewhere. Forest fires. I know in Australia there was forest fire, heavy forest fires. And so flooding happens in India so many times. So these are adhidevik, created by devic forces. So the only way is by serving the lotus feet of the Lord and Radharani and serving the representatives. Then these three problems won't come. So this is given by Yog Maya. So the three things by Yog Maya. One, she'll make you forget, if you really pray to Krishna, all your miseries by this process. Okay. Secondly, she made Yashoda Mai take such Yog Nidra. She forgot that she delivered a boy or a girl or who. But in the meantime, there was instructions to Vasudev. And Vasudev means what? Clear transcendental mind. Honest, sincere mind. So he followed the instructions, took Krishna. Which man amongst us would take on a tokri, a newly born child, across a flooding river? So much faith he had, you see. And he brought back Yog Maya. Now the same Yog Maya, because it entered in the dungeon of Kans, her reflection is Durga. Who's Durga? Durga means fortress. Dur and Ga mean the two words, right, in Sanskrit, Durga. So it means she's the lady representative who can finish these asuri tattvas, you see. And she's like a superintendent of jails. Durga also means a jail or a fortress. So she then curses and tells Kans, because Kans tries to kill Durga. It's not possible to kill Durga. So he tries, because he's Kalneni. He is son of Hiranyakashipu. So that is a whole link. Now everything is clear to everyone. Anybody had heard all this before? At least I had not. Because I was preparing for this lecture, I had to go through everything. So this is very nicely given by our acharyas. And we are eternally grateful to our acharyas for telling us exactly how Krishna appears. Original Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. Reflection, Gokul Dham. Vasudev Krishna in this place, Mathura. And we know about Mathura now. How merging all the expansions of Krishna. Where is this? What is the proof? It is on fourth paragraph of page number 2 of the Krishna books. Anybody's got here? Read it. Just read the Krishna books. Page number 2, para number 4. All the expansions of Krishna, like our Vamandev or Matsya Avatar or Narsingha Bhagwan, all merge into Krishna. And they are the ones who kill all these demons, Bakasur, Arishtasur, we had Kesi and so many, Agasur, everybody is killed by these, not by Krishna. Krishna is very happy. Here you can see playing his flute. His flute is actually a devotee. Huh? So you should not think that flute is just something else. What had happened, gopis say, that's the authority, gopis say, what has this flute done? It's a bamboo. It was a devotee lady who became that particular bamboo who is always in the lips of Lord Krishna. So actually they are jealous, transcendental jealousy between the gopis and the flute. I just thought I should let you know. And there are four types of flutes. You know that? Flute also, because when Krishna grows from child up, the flute does not remain that small. You know, flute also. So, in fact, there is a whole details of that flute I've got. How many inches and all that. In mere paas hai. And each of that size has got a different name. Like bouncy and so on. You see. So here we are. Are there any questions or are there any comments? Oh, incidentally, one more thing. Vallabhacharya says. Incidentally, why I'm talking of Vallabhacharya? Because now, with the mercy of Radhanath Maharaj and Giriraj Swami, there is a book being written by Satyaraj Prabhu called Vaishnava Encyclopedia. And Radhanath Maharaj has insisted that we must give importance to all four sampradayas. So, my friend Satyaraj Prabhu is writing this book. And I have to feed sometimes information from here. He is collecting from all the people. Maharaj says, first we as Vaishnavas must unite and be strong. And then we can fight Maya, we can fight all Asuri Tattvas and so on and so forth. So Vallabhacharya emphatically says that the milk that comes out of Yashoda Mai's breast was only meant for Krishna, not for Yog Maya. Or for anyone else. You see? So this is the proof that Krishna is her son. Besides, it is written here in Bhagavatam. Nand Maharaj ka putra. Prabhuji, is it alright? Is there any questions or comments, or have I flawed everybody? Yes. Ma Prabhuji. First, senior most. ये माइक ले लो ना यार हाँ आगे आगे आओ इधर बैठो ना मेरे साथ आई वुड बी हैप्पीएस्ट इफ यू आर हियर प्रभु जी वी मस्ट फॉलो द गुरुज राधानाथ महाराज ही पुट्स ऑल हिज गॉड ब्रदर्स हियर बट सिंस आई कांट पुट ऑल माय गॉड ब्रदर्स हियर एटलीस्ट यू कैन रिप्रेजेंट
हेलो हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा
You so nicely explained all about Krishna with different acharya, but very simple point. Please explain when Balram came, when this Yogamaya came, which was that sixth one, seventh one, eighth one, how Krishna was.
So there, ninth is also there, Subhadra.
Yeah, so a very clear-cut idea. Suppose somebody asks question that which one was Balram, how, and who was that girl, means Yogmaya. So according to when you have studied the subject, please explain clearly so we can preach people accordingly.
Wonderful question. It'll benefit everybody. So, Balramji is the first expansion of Lord Krishna. And he is supposed to provide all the facilities to Lord Krishna for his convenience. Everything that you see, like bed, his transportation, all facilities, Balramji provides Krishna. So actually, Balramji appeared in the womb of Devaki first. But as you know, a child is normally supposed to reside for 9 months in the womb. But before that time, 9th month, Yogmaya herself physically transported Balramji into the womb of Rohini. Because Balramji was supposed to be Rohini's son. Now, what had happened? Rohini was, for safety purposes, staying with Nand Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. Isn't it? Because Kansa wanted to kill all these people. So Rohini was transported. Now, how she can get pregnant when her husband is on the other side of the river? So that is why this transplant of the fetus takes place. But that is Balramji, it's a transcendental fetus, not like the ones in KM hospital or something. So that is the secret of Balramji's appearance. And that is done by Yogmaya, so it's done instantly. Yogmaya works too fast, in split seconds. So that's how it happened. So that's number 7. First 6 are already explained. I gave you the names also of all 6. So they were all the children, grandchildren of Hiranyakashipu, children of Kalnemi. And 8th is of course our Krishna, because he was it was announced by Akashvani that 8th child will kill you. That means Kansa. And the 9th child is of course Subhadra, who marries then Arjuna. 7th is Balramji.
Oh, Yogmaya, what is that?
Yes. Yogmaya is the energy, the pure transcendental energy, the first pure transcendental energy of the Lord. Because he is Shaktiman and she is Shakti. Correct? Any source of energy, like a battery, will produce electricity. It can't produce light. Battery will produce electricity only. So in the material world, one source of energy can produce only one. But in the transcendental world, one source of energy, that is Krishna, can do everything. That is the difference between the material world source of energy and the spiritual world source of energy. Krishna can do anything he wants. He's Swarat. Swarat means he's totally independent. Am I getting through to you?
When Kansa wanted to kill that girl, Kansa wanted to kill that girl, means which was number one, which was that number, and who is that?
So that is the Yogmaya appeared originally in the womb of Yashoda Mai in Gokuldam. She was transported across by Vasudev himself. Back into the jail. She didn't mind being replacement of the child Krishna. Okay. That was also predestined. It was predicted that this is what you should do. So she is a switch replacement. She actually appeared in our Gokuldam. She never appeared. She was not born in Kansa's jail. She appeared in Kansa's jail. When Kansa came down, when he was informed, there's a beautiful prayer by Devakiji that this is a girl. She's not going to kill you. Why you want to touch her and kill this my baby girl? Kansa said, I don't know. She's the eighth child. See, Kansa is in total agnyan, you see. Because he's focused on only one point. God is going to kill me. God is going to kill me. And this child is born, whether it's female child or male child, I don't care. I'm going to kill. He was in that killing mood, consciousness. We'll discuss this later in more detail. Any other questions? Any comments? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Haribol.
Atheism is lot of increasing.
Yes.
So
yes,
Krishna
yes.
appeared for the atheists, we can say.
Yes. Wonderful. Yes. You are right. Absolutely right. You see,
to take home back to Godhead.
Yes. Yes. Actually, today morning only, you are very fortunate. And I am also. Today morning only, I was listening to Srila Prabhupada on the same point. I don't know how it happens. Every time it happens. Because morning I cannot start my day. You know, some people must have coffee, otherwise they can't start. So I must listen to Prabhupada. That's my chavi to start the whole day. So I was listening to this point only. Prabhupada says that, what was his name? Charvak Muni, no? So there was a great, great philosopher called Charvak Muni. What did Prabhupada's exact words were? His Charvak Muni's philosophy was, and he's the source of all atheists. He's the acharya of all atheists. So he says to his so-called disciples that beg, borrow, steal butter. Beg, borrow, steal butter and enjoy this life. Because at that time, butter was supposed to be the most valuable thing. And beg, borrow, steal butter. You never know what will happen to your body when you die. You may not be born again. Who knows? Anything. There is no God. So how there is possibility? That's what Charvak Muni says. Okay. Now, initially there were not much followers of him. But nowadays, there are huge, whole nations. Like there was China and Russia and all at that time, you know. When I went to Russia, I was shocked. All the churches were closed or broken and damaged. Even in China, they tried that. Whole nations, thousands, millions, billion. China is billion. See, our devotees have a very hard time there. There are devotees there. Hare Krishna devotees. You see? Very hard time. I talked to them in Shanghai. So, you're right, Prabhuji. As time goes on, the prava, the flood of Kali is getting stronger and stronger. What to speak right here? 7 KM Munshi Marg is us. And 1 KM Munshi Marg is a big adda of liquor. Just around the corner. You see, there's a bar. That's where Kali resides. He's our neighbor, unfortunately. What to do? We're in a bad neighborhood. Kya karega? So, you're right. And Parshuramji was a pure Brahmana son. And there was that incident between his father and mother. You remember that story? So he, in fact, because of his virya, he was so strong and powerful that 17 times around the globe, he went and killed the bad Kshatriyas. They were very... unfortunately, we have got similar things now happening. In Delhi, Anna Hazare is going on. So... it's a fact. It's a fact. What you say is going on right now. In internet, so much information is coming, which is going on in New Delhi. But fortunately, we are in Bombay. So we are a little protected in our, you know, environment here. This is Vaikunth Dham. So you are safe. You have got visa and passport. Now you need a ticket. Ticket bhi aa gaya. isn't it? Prabhupada says this is Vaikuntham, this is launching pad to go home back to Godhead. Actually it is. I have experienced it. Govind Prabhuji, you have experienced, no? Because what was it here? 25 years ago, this was a hopeless place. Hopeless means there was no hope. Now it's hopeful place. See, this was when we came here first, there was a Lady Northcote Hindu orphanage. And that half of that temple, what we see now, was orphanage and school. And this half was yoga, maya business, but some other yoga, Iyengar's yoga classes here. Then it's transformed. Jim Ko. That was here. Totally in the bodily concept. From that, Radhanath Maharaj had turned it around from bodily concept to Krishna consciousness. It's a great thing Radhanath Maharaj has done for all of us. We are eternally grateful to him and Prabhupada and all the acharyas. Thank you for your question. Mataji, mic please. How many years has this temple been here? 1986? What was it? 1986. I think January 24th. Correct? Huh? Yes. Actually speaking, that's not the truth. The truth is, in 1905, there was a plague in Bombay. Because I have the original trust deed in my office. 1905, okay? And the original trustees, they wrote in the trust deed to establish Lakshmi Narayan temple, which is there in that, you go, no, down below. So, first came Lakshmi Narayan temple in 1905, madam. And then Lord Krishna came. And Mahatma Gandhi came in between. Because he used to have his prayers here. So, this is a heritage, very important place. In that sense, he used to be in that Mani Bhavan, no, behind us, Lebanon Road. But he used to pray here. So that's a very important place. We can invite Anna Hazare also. He will. Modern Mahatma Gandhi. Or whatever. Hare Krishna. Any other questions, comments? No? Radhe, Radhe. Thank you very much.